Hello, you have tuned into ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, investment ideas, and market trends. I am Nikhil Agarwal. Amid worries related to the new variant of COVID-19 in South Africa, headline index Nifty is now down 9% from its 52-week high. Nifty Pharma was the only sectoral index that ended in the green as India VIX shot up by as much as 40% last week. In today's special podcast with independent market expert Rajiv Nagpal, let's understand how to navigate the ongoing volatility in the market. Listen in. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nagpal.
So from a trader's perspective, how serious do you think is the threat posed by the new COVID variant?
Well, honestly, you know, Nikhil just used the word trader. So from a trader's perspective, I mean, you know, we normally what has happened, in especially in India, we believe that person who buys and sells for a short term is called trader. Now, essentially to call trader, the person should know the art of short selling. So if there's someone who's a real trader would know the things are overpriced, he would take a short position. So anybody who calls himself a trader but does not know how to take short position, or does his trading portfolio does not have short position, he himself should not call trader. It's only that his time frame of going long is, you know, slightly shorter. Otherwise, so for a trader, you know, there was clear opportunity on taking a short position on last Thursday before, you know, we saw this sharp dip. So to me, if I was to answer your question, I don't think for trader this is an opportunity. Because if you look at it, if in last 1 year anybody who has taken a short position was rewarded most of the time, except a certain phase during which, you know, last year between the same time around. Now, so that is for trader, volatility is an opportunity if he actually is a trader and knows how to trade. Now, because unfortunately, most of the people who call themselves traders in India only do one side of the trade, which is going long and all, long and then going short on, you know, selling it, try to book profit. For them, I think, you know, they probably have to wait for some time before that kind of a market comes up. Because see, even for a certain set of stocks to outperform, the index has to first get into a range-bound mode. And then you see a certain sectors outperforming, you know, in the sense that they will fall less. So there are some long trades which a smart trader can pick and choose, that kind of a stuff. So it's an opportunity. It depends on whether you, in last 1.5 years, when you had this bull run and when you thought that you have become smart guy to trade, you actually learn trading or not.
We saw how the volatility index shot up last week, and especially on Friday. So is it a good time to buy the dip once again, or should one sell on the rise?
The question is, Nikhil, you'll have to distinguish between, we have been talking about lots in past many weeks, but you have to distinguish between an index and a stock.
Right.
Now, when it comes to index, fair enough, you know, from highs, you have corrected 9-10%, doesn't matter. After some time, you'll obviously see some short covering bounce. So, you know, you can both, you have an opportunity to go long once the correction further takes place. You know, sell on dips probably has not paid last 1 year, and given the fact that it's not easy. You see, as I said, you know, people, not many retail traders or people who call themselves traders, know how to, you know, have the rather courage also to take a short position. They don't understand taking short position is all about. So, to answer your question, if you're a very long-term investor, let me move away from trader to investor. If you're a very long-term investor and there were some stocks which you were always wanting to buy, given the fact that these were, you know, these stocks were supposed to do well fundamentally, given the change focus on manufacturing and all, there is a good you know, opportunity. Not now, maybe 15 days or a month down the line, you will get better opportunities in case, you know, there are more news, negative news on this front of this variant. So, to me, it is a very individualistic question, in the sense that buy on dip. I mean, I have a certain watch list. If certain stocks go down, I'll probably be adding some of it to my portfolio. Of course, I'll stagger it, my buying, given the fact that valuations are not very cheap at a broader level also. But it's not a simple answer. You know, there is no simple and straight answer that it's buy on dip or, you know, sell on rallies kind of a market. Because, you know, you are like 17,000. Okay. Market can come down to, let's say, 16,200, 300. At that point of time, there probably could be a trade from there to go long again to 17,000 and then take a short trade. Because it's an evolving situation. The news flow is going to evolve. You know, what are the three biggest questions which everybody is mind? One is that it's going to spread much sharper than Delta. The answer to that is most likely yes. The bigger question is whether it's going to escape the vaccination, this thing. And to what extent? Will it lead to severe disease? Will it not lead to severe disease? If it leads to severe disease, obviously, then you will have more lockdown, you will have burden on the healthcare system, all that, you know, it's like going back to square one. So, it's an evolving situation, so one has to renew one's trading strategy every, you know, probably review it as the news flow progress as a trader. But as an investor, let it correct, stay with the stock. If you're an SIP investor, please don't stop your SIP, because at these kind of times, many people start thinking, oh, let me stop, I'll start after 2 months. But, you know, that is not something which is advisable for retail investors, because then again, you're getting into business of timing the market.
Talking about sectors, several pharma stocks that were not on the radar earlier are now finding favor. So, do you think should one go long on select pharma stock for a few days?
Nikhil, I think, you know, I was also watching the trade, you know. I saw most of the pharma stocks, whether it's Cipla, they were among the top gainers. Now, that we discussed earlier also that, you know, pharma has to be divided into two very distinct businesses. One is the fact that the companies which are focused on US generic business, and second is the companies which have the branded formulation business in India. The fact is that if God forbid it happens that we have a similar kind of a situation or, you know, what we had in April, May, then obviously, you know, whatever, because it's not only the medicines which are required for this, you know, the treatment of if somebody gets infected from COVID, but other things also, you know, multivitamins, X, Y, Z, all those things which are being produced by the companies are taken off the shelf. Again, to me, a long-term, India has a long-term potential pharma story. There is no doubt about it. So, there could be a technical trade. I mean, we might see, you know, that some money going back to the, you know, in the hope that, you know, probably the inventories which were, if you look at some of the results that had come in the last few weeks, some of the pharma companies had clearly said that their results are down because of the fact that they had to make provisions for the inventory which they had created for the wave 2. So now I think probably that provisions, that inventory would be taken care of if there is a unfortunate spread. So these are the things, but short term, I think probably for a day or two or three, there is a chance that you might see some more upside in these pharma stocks. But see, again, then it's such a fine-tuned trade that one has to be on his toes to figure out the moment there is a news which says, no, it's not, you know, it's not more lethal as compared to the other Delta or any other previous version. Then probably this trade will fizzle out. And because these kind of trades the decline happens to be much faster, then the trader will have to, you know, it's better to play through calls and puts rather than taking a naked long or a short position in them.
Talking about valuations, which pockets of the market are now looking attractive to you?
Honestly, none. Because the fact is, I've been finding them to be expensive for quite some time now. And especially after the results have come and the fact that the cost push inflation has eaten into the margins of a lot of companies, the valuations are on expensive side. I'm not talking about of course, Nifty valuations are also on the higher side. But if you look at most of the companies, I mean, they are on the higher side. And on basis of the valuation, I'm not going to say, you know, just close your eyes and if during this period you can buy this. See, most people talk about valuation being cheap in some of the commodity companies. The fact is, in commodity and metals, last three quarters have been extremely high. The bottom line growth has been phenomenal because the prices were very high. And, you know, as as the prices cooled down, we saw what happened to the oil prices. They just on Friday, they came down by 10%. You can always imagine that, what kind of a speculative money is on these, in this both in all these commodities. Now, valuation wise, no, but I don't find anything where one can, with closed eyes, only except and with a caveat that I've been bullish on that sector, and which at least till now was not performing, only SBI performed. Probably PSU banks is a place where I will say, we are not very far from a place where things get into a territory, or some of the PSU, companies. Where probably its valuations are still, even from a dividend yield point of view, some of them in PSU space would become okay, fair enough. Doesn't matter if I'm holding a stock which gives me a 5-7% dividend yield, automatically over a period of time, capital gains are going to come in. So that is one thing where one can. But if you ask me in the private banking space or in any other space where I can, without any, in case of auto, while they are trading at much lower valuation as compared to the average, but the fact is there are many headwinds which they're going to face. So, given all these factors, on valuation basis, I can't close my eyes and say, oh, this is a sector one can just buy.
Thank you, Mr. Nagpal. That's all in today's special podcast. But do keep checking this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.